Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess here live on Hit CQ. Just gone 3 minutes past 6 a.m. wherever you are around central Queensland this morning. Hope you're waking up with a smile on your face and a burrito in your hand.
Oh, I wish I had a burrito in my hand.
I know. That's why I'm thinking I didn't wake up with a burrito
well,
in my hand
this morning.
Don't
put that in my head now. I thought you brought me one.
No. Anyway, we have a cracker 3 hours left of some radio for you. No burritos, but lots of fun. And we are opening the courtroom with Tim Jess.
We are opening the courtroom with Tim Jess because you and I had another big fight on the way
in front
home from Rocky.
See, no. It happened. It didn't happen on the way home. It continued on the way home on a drive between Rockhampton and Gladstone because you brought it up in front of people and started yelling at me.
Yeah, because you're wrong, and I'm going to prove it to you in the courtroom of Tim and Jess today.
You have zero spatial awareness. You're like a dog that has found a fly flying around the room, and you're knocking over things left, right, and
center. As always, you can be part of the jury on our Facebook and our Instagram, just such a Hit CQ, but the jury doesn't matter, Tim. The only person that matters is the judge.
That's right. The only courtroom that ignores every single jury member. Also, Andy Lee, he's going to be joining us on the show. You might have been watching Channel 9 last night. The return of Talking About Your Generation.
Yeah, Andy Lee is captain of Gen Y. We're going to be chatting to him a little bit later in the show. I still haven't decided where I am. I'm sitting. I'm going to ask Andy if he can put me in a category.
What, you don't know where you are?
I don't know if I'm Gen Y or Gen Z.
Well, you're the worst. I don't know what category that falls into, but we will find out for you. Andy Lee will tell us. But right. Jess, coming up next, firefighters are heroes. They do incredible things, and their training is what I imagine to be quite a difficult process to become a firefighter. Over in Germany, they have introduced a new level of training, and I think it should be worldwide.
Oh.
I will tell you about it next. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Look, emergency servicing, a lot of training goes into getting those guys and girls up to code because they deal with some crazy situations. Yesterday there were some fires in Gracemere, which I only heard of last night, and I was like, all right, it was a sunny day with light wind, but I didn't think it was that hot.
We are in Queensland.
But hopefully no one was hurt. And obviously training went into that, and they took care of it, and that's exactly what they're meant to do. Same with police, same with AMBO. They're trained and they do what they're trained to do.
Right.
Over in Germany, a new training has been implemented because of a rise of sex toy injuries.
Oh, those kinky Germans.
600 firefighters were given a lesson in how to remove a penis ring.
Stop
in
it.
Dresden this week. Because
stop it.
A common
Dresden's
problem...
Dresden's such a cute little town.
A common problem in Germany is not being able to remove the penis ring without harming said individual. So now they have developed...
Which individual?
They have developed and engineered a specific tool now just for penis rings.
Who is calling firefighters to help with that?
Why are you calling anyone?
Go to the doctor.
No, what is a doctor going to do? They're going to call someone with the jaws of life and rip it out.
Oh, don't say rip it out when it comes
it
to
out.
That. Don't stop doing that movement.
It's because there's a spike in calls from men whose kinky antics have got them in trouble. And so these German firefighters and emergency services have all been put through rigorous training this week to make sure that they know how to use this new equipment to get rid of these
sex toys.
Imagine
that. Joining the firefighting squad and you're like, I'm going to make a difference. Yes. I'm going to save people. Yeah. I'm going to put out fires.
Yeah.
And then your first call out is to a group of people having a good time.
No, a single individual that's tried to have a good time and has made a mistake.
By himself.
And it's tricky because now 600 people at least know what to do in this situation in Germany. And it's like you said, rocking up to firefighting school and it's like, oh, this is going to be a wunder day. I'm going to learn how to put out fires in the black forests. Oh, what's this? Oh, penis ring. Third time this week.
The worst German accent I've
I feel
heard.
Like as a eighth generation German, I feel like I nailed that, and I'm offended that you think otherwise. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Good morning.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
The blood donation I made yesterday.
Yes,
now,
you have been walking around calling yourself a hero.
Look, I don't want to brag, but toot toot my own horn here because
I
saved
brag,
eight.
But toot toot. My car.
I saved eight lives yesterday.
Wow.
Because I donated plasma.
Good job, buddy.
So there's different donations you can make. For my blood type, plasma is what they needed.
They came for your plasma.
Plasma takes a little bit longer. So I rocked up yesterday at the blood donation centre, which
How
is...
How long does it take?
It was just over an hour that I was there. Because you've got to go through all the process of like making sure that the, you know, your blood is okay and, you know, you're all
legal
well
blood.
And yeah, all the legal part. And then they hook you up with the needle. So I'd just been hooked up by one of the girls down there, one of the nurses. And there was a girl getting hooked up across the centre from me.
Sure.
And one of the nurses spoke to my nurse and she was getting all the stuff ready, taking all the needles out,
sterilisation,
all of that. And she turned to her and she goes, "Oh, I'm having such a clumsy day. Like, I've got a real case of the dropsies today."
Oh.
Not something you want to hear
from
someone that's just about to stick a needle into your arm. Like, you want someone that's like, "I'm having a real steady day today.
Yeah.
I know I'm very accurate."
Often when I'm having a good day, I'll just stop and take a moment and say, things aren't going wrong. And that really gives confidence to people around.
Things are going
really
well. I'm very experienced in my job and I am going to be doing my best work for you today.
Let's be honest. We've all had it. If you haven't had, and like, bless them, but obviously it happens a fair bit. If you haven't had a nurse that stabbed you with a needle more than six times, have you even been sick?
And then, so when I'm getting checked for my needle, she's looking around trying to find my veins. And look, again, I've got very good veins.
Oh,
I don't get to brag about it very often. But I've got really good veins. She couldn't find one.
Are you that unconfident at the moment that you're bragging about how easy your veins are to find?
Well, I mean, who am I supposed to brag about my veins to? You can't just walk down the street and go, "You know what? I've got killer veins."
Yeah, like, you would get arrested.
All I'm saying is she could barely find my... It was like they were having a bit of a clumsy day.
Yeah.
Still got the maximum amount out of my plasma that they could.
Trained you proper.
Yeah, trained me good and proper. And if you want to donate, I mean, they're always looking for donations there. And you can give the Australian Red Cross Blood Service a call, 13 14 95. They will take care of you. They gave me a free apple juice, which is nice.
Well, you've seen, every time I go, they're like, I always get to one of the boxes, like, "Have you had a tattoo within the last 2 months?" I'm like, "Damn." Or, "Have you had this?"
I'm out.
"Damn." I've gone three times and that's happened. So this time, mark my words, they will drain me.
Yes.
I will be drained.
Give it a go, Timmy.
And then I will get sent back because, I don't know, I got a haircut that way.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
One, two, three, four. The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And, Tim, there's a futurist, people who predict the future.
Okay.
That has said that we are going, time is running out for lifetime things that we've had that are very important to us.
What do you mean?
So this futurist is predicting that certain things won't be here in the next few years. He's saying car parks are on the way out.
Like when you go to the city and there's a building just for car parks.
He says they predict by 2027, 90% of passenger kilometres each year will be travelled in autonomous vehicles.
What does that mean, Jess?
So they're vehicles that aren't driven by any one person. So it'll be like, imagine an Uber coming and picking you up.
That's not happening in 9 years.
That's what he said, 2027. Credit cards, he said, there'll be different variations of technologies, which we've already seen. Mm. You can now pay things with your phone. Credit cards are on the way out.
I hope they just remove the premise of credit cards because I have managed to avoid getting a credit card my whole life, and if I can avoid it for another 9 years, I'd be very, very happy because then it will be dead.
Yeah.
No credit for me.
Is it iTunes is on the way out
no,
as well?
No, I have several. I have 32,000 songs on my iTunes.
Yeah, but you have Apple Music.
Yes.
So Apple Music is to stay, but iTunes, people aren't downloading music anymore. They're not buying. So Apple Music has 38 million paying subscribers at the moment, and they're only growing.
That's me.
Yeah. Crazy. So
it's great.
He's predicting all these things are going to happen. I mean, I can't argue with him on any of these things.
What
I think this is where we're heading.
As a
futurist myself, Tim, this is what I believe.
That is one of the most unbelievable things you have ever said. I can't disagree with the man. Look, he brings up some good points. You're not a futurist. He's not a futurist. There's no such thing as a futurist.
Right.
So everyone needs to chill.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
Sometimes you're unbelievable, Jess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I know how much you love a story about a good old poo bandit.
Look, poo bandits, as much as I appreciate and the humour of it, no one likes a poo bandit.
No one likes a poo bandit.
Grow up.
apparently it happens a lot, especially to this one bloke. His name is Matthew Drayton.
Well, I feel like we need to describe what a poo bandit is first.
Right.
So a poo bandit is someone that will often do a poop and vanish.
Without a trace.
In common areas.
Who
is
it?
Which is the most insulting thing.
Are they going to come back? These are all the things we don't know.
Unless they're coming with a plastic bag. I hope they're not coming back.
Well, this bloke over in Wales, he's counted, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
At least 5 incidents of poop in his back garage.
Someone keeps pooping in his, a rogue pooper in his garage.
I'm guessing it's like a carport sort of situation, and he keeps waking up. He's really upset about it.
Mate.
Because he's not sure if it's like the one poo bandit.
The one poo bandit.
Or whether people are looking at the poop and going this is where we poop now.
The worst version of Stacks On that I can possibly think of.
Amen. This is unbelievable.
That poo bandit needs to be taken to prison.
Yeah.
That is not okay. Here in Australia, I'm glad this is in Wales because that country deserves that. We don't deserve that here. We don't deserve poo bandits.
Oh, we've had Australian poo bandits before.
In Tassie, poo bandits roam wild in Tasmania. There's no laws in Tasmania, apparently. Poo bandits pooing here, pooing there. Just unbelievable. I even heard of a story. Have you heard of the Dutch poo bandit?
No.
For 9 years, been on the loose because he keeps going to separate golf courses around the Netherlands, pooping in the holes. On golf courses.
Like, it's not, it shouldn't be this funny, but like, the idea of like walking out and finding a poop in your front yard or in a golf course, just, it.
No.
It's too much for me. So hopefully Matthew finds his poo bandit in Wales and I can keep you updated.
If we find there is a poop bandit in central Queensland.
Oh no, have we just invited a poo bandit to our office?
This is on you, Pantoo. This is on you. I'm going to get Sergeant Wayne Butcher in here and have you arrested.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I know why women are happy.
Okay. I very much doubt
because
that.
Because I'm a female expert. What can I say? And
not with that mustache, you're not.
Hey, I've locked one down. I don't need to care about my appearance anymore. A recent study, Jess, has showed that women with a C-cup bra size are the happiest out of everyone that's got boobs.
Right. Boops.
871 women were surveyed on how they felt about their chest. 39%, which was the highest, felt that a C-cup said they loved or liked the boobs out of 5 options, including don't mind, disliked, hated. That's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say don't mind would be mine, and I'm absolutely not a C-cup,
so
I'm not happy.
After that, it was D and double D, 37% saying they were happy.
Right.
E-cup, which was something I didn't know existed until this article. I thought it stopped at double D, to be honest. 29% are happy. And then the smaller you go, the unhappy you are. And I just, now I finally figured out.
Is it like a bell curve? It's
yes.
It tops up at
it's like
C,
a mushroom.
And then as it goes down. Bigger and smaller,
yes.
You get less happy.
So, Jess, you could almost say that a C cup is what a girl wants. What a girl wants, what a girl that's loud.
Okay. Too much is what it is.
C cup. Look, I'm sorry.
There
if you're
is
listening.
Nothing about a bra size that sets you free, Tim.
I'm so sorry if you're listening right now and you got anything but a C. Because clearly you're just probably unhappy.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, in my opinion. And Jess, I'm so sorry, buddy. Because you are far removed from a C. You must be. How do you do it? How do you deal with the day to day of not being a C cup?
I'm good at hiding.
No, you're not. No, you are not.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, forget the 7-year itch. There's actually a more smaller time that the spark starts to fade from your relationship.
All right, I have my pen out. Let me know, because I am in a relationship of 1.5 years, and I need to know when it's going to come
crumbling down.
Oh, you've
got a few years left, mate. I've actually never reached this milestone in a relationship before.
Okay.
But couples, typically, after exactly 5 years and 2 months into a relationship,
5 years,
the sparks months. Start to fade. 5 years, 2 months.
Sparks dead. Sorry, just writing that down for my own advice. that is not a long amount of time. Normally,
right?
I think we were talking about earlier this year that 12 years seems to be the average marriage at the moment,
yeah.
I think, in Australia. 12 years, since the year 2000, 12-year marriages is very common for separation. So, but this is at least people are committing for that extra 7 years, even though the spark is gone. That's a positive way
well,
to look at it.
Well, this is the thing. The study carried out with 2,000 adults found a dwindling sex life, sleeping in different rooms, and no longer holding hands were the most common signs that the magic has gone.
See, look, I love holding hands.
I love a good hand.
But I cannot because my hands are just the sweatiest little boys.
Oh, I was going to say, sweaty, they're all so tiny.
Like, yeah, you can't.
They're not ideal for hand-holding, are they?
It's like when you're holding like a paper mache swan, and it's like, I don't want to crush this. That's my hand. They're so tiny and delicate.
But there's something so lovely about like someone just like grabbing your hand. Like even just like you're walking from the car to dinner and someone grabs your hand and they walk you into the restaurant. There's something nice about that. Like my ex didn't want to touch my hands.
It's because it was covered in chicken wing sauce. But, you know?
So were his.
You don't want to stick together. So 5.5 years is when that spark lives.
No, 5 years.
5 years.
2 months.
2 months. So it's all about, obviously, just keeping it interesting.
Yeah.
And
keep it interesting, mix it up, and hold your partner's hand.
I think people have too high expectations of what a relationship should be. Like, I think you can sit in silence with your partner doing your own thing, and that's not a bad thing.
The researchers were able to offer a glimmer of hope, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
If you are coming up to that 5 years and 2 months mark.
More notes to take down, thank you.
One of their biggest tips to help reignite that spark was a candlelit dinner.
No, thank you. There were some experts, Jess. Tim and Jess on Hits. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Yesterday on the show, just quickly before we move on, we talked about how Jess hates my new mustache.
Yes.
That I've decided to get rid of my beard and have
apparently
a mustache.
Apparently, it's started a trend in the office now.
Look, to be honest, yes, I am a trendsetter, and now another person has a mustache in the office. But also, it did work in the opposite direction yesterday.
What do you mean?
I was at the supermarket. Someone turned and, like, dropped fruit when they saw me. So the mustache, it's got some pros, but it's a fruit-dropping con.
Oh, good
So just be wary.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Jess, you know what makes me devastated? Not having phone signal for a day. And look, I know that this affected a lot of Telstra customers yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that, I'm not cranky because I couldn't go on the internet or text my partner. It's because my phone is also my work phone.
Yes.
Just like your phone is your work phone, like thousands and thousands of other Australians, their phones, most time or not, are how you get in contact through work. And Telstra had massive outages yesterday. And this is the third time in the last few months.
Doesn't make you feel better to know that Telstra are sorry, Tim.
I feel better.
They have said that they are sorry for the outages, but while they're working to resolve the issue, they're not really sure what the cause was.
Oh, that's good.
That's
Look, we know this isn't a local problem. So no matter where you are in Australia, it's not your local Telstra and any other shop. This is a nationwide thing, a whole nation server connectivity thing.
It also affected Commonwealth Bank and NAB customers, Tim, because their FPOS facilities run on Telstra as well.
Well, the only time your phone would be working is if you connected to Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So when I got home, I was about to go out and about and do some jobs around town. And I was like, I just need to drop in a few hundred. I don't know what I'm going to buy. And I can't do it at the last minute.
True.
But I was like, no, don't put it in there because then you can't spend because you can't access your bank and you can't go and spend some money you don't have.
The other concern was police were warning that the outages might prevent people from calling 000 as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is scary.
Yeah.
And you say there was fires and everything, grace me.
So, look, they are working to resolve the issue.
They are a large company and, like, I know a lot of people furious about this, but obviously they're trying to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this doesn't happen because a lot of people will pay these high phone bills, and if it gets to a point where like one every 40 days I can't access my phone, I ain't paying no bills. You try and send me an email saying I've missed my payment deadline. I ain't missed nothing.
We'll keep you posted though, and as always you can check out the latest news at hit.com today.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hits.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, you were live on the red carpet at the Billboard Music Awards yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? It was 95 degrees Fahrenheit. That's like, what, 36 degrees Celsius. It was so hot. And let me tell you, that was not the only hot thing in the room. Those stars were out in full force yesterday. Let's start from the top. Taylor Swift made her return to the award show scene. She took out Best Female Artist, deservedly so, much to the dismay of Demi Lovato, who sat there very upset, I think, that Taylor won the category she was also in. But can I tell you, the highlight and the low light for me was on the red carpet when I had my very first ever walk-off.
Oh, yes.
Savage.
Who are we talking about? Who left you high and dry?
Put it this way. I've interviewed some big stars, and this is the smallest star I've ever interviewed. Cash Mousad, how about that? Remember her?
Danielle Brigoli.
She's incredible.
Yeah, I've got a bit of her song here.
I ain't nothing like these hoes. Don't compare me to no one. Money green like a seedlop. Yeah, my pocket's so swollen.
It's a tune, Dean. Her rap name is Bad Baby. But wow. She stormed off on you.
She stormed off on me mid-interview. I want you to have a listen to this. Now, you guys tell me, I'm savage. You're very savage. Jess is obviously a lot nicer. But have a listen to this. If you think that my question was worth storming off over, have a listen.
I said, f*** the haters and moved my ass where I needed to be. Thank you.
What do you think?
Nah, fair enough, Dean. I would too.
I don't understand why she walked away. Did she think it was over?
Yes. Like, honestly, though, you know what's funny? I actually caught her outside. I just realised.
Oh, God, isn't it? You're living every young boy's dream. Thank you very much, Dino.
Bye, guys.
See you, Dean.
It is incredible to have Dean back, Tim.
The video of Danielle Brigoli walking away from Dean, that's going to be my new, like, if I could have a fridge with a video on it, I would have that on loop because it's incredible.
You can check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Every Tuesday we open the courtroom of Tim and Jess because we simply cannot agree. We present it to the jury on social media, on our Facebook page.
The jury is fired up today, Tim.
And this week, it simply started with a conversation we had on Sunday at the baby mama shower that we were hosting. Because I said, what a great way to kick off your week with a baby shower on a Sunday. Mm. And then you verbally slapped me in the face.
Oh, and said, physically as well.
And you said, Timmy, the week starts on a Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah, your working week, but on every calendar ever, Sunday through to Saturday is your week. The week starts on a Sunday, mate.
Then tell me why they call Saturday and Sunday the weekend.
Because Saturday is the start of the weekend.
It's the end of the week.
Yeah, because the week start wasn't as catchy, all right? So all calendars go through Sunday to Saturday.
You can't
the week
actually
starts
believe
on
this.
A Sunday.
Like, you cannot actually
My whole
believe
life,
this.
I have been raised that Sunday is the start of your week. Saturday is when you finalise things. Sunday's for new projects.
Do you want to hear from some people from the jury?
No.
Annie said, I know it's traditionally Sunday. Most calendars start with a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And payroll of my last job went from Sundays to Saturdays.
So.
But it should be Monday. That's when most people's work starts and Sunday's the end of the weekend.
Who is that?
That's Annie.
Annie, the word should there. So you're saying my payroll starts Sunday to Saturday, my calendar says Sunday to Saturday, but it should be Monday. I don't care what it should be. What it is, the first day of the week is a Sunday.
Well, Lee has said it 100% starts on a Monday.
Go home, Lee.
The weekend consists of Saturday and Sunday, meaning they are the end of the week.
I find that argument pathetic because you try and bring that up. That's your only argument. You've got no other support.
Lee says that if you think Sunday is the first day of the week, then I'm sorry to say no one has been more wrong about something in the history of humankind. Yes, Lee, I hope you call.
Is Lee your cousin? 13, 12, 16, first person through. You could have the most garbage opinion out of anyone, but you are our judge. It doesn't matter what the jury says. In the end, it doesn't matter what Jess or myself says. It matters what you say. So 13, 12, 16, what day does the week start? I think Sunday.
I think Monday.
Sunday all the way. Sunday is a fun day.
Stop trying to sway people, Timmy.
Sunday. It's Tim and Sunday. And Sunday. Hit Sunday. You be the judge. Every week we open the courtroom to present a case. We don't care what the jury says. The most respectful courtroom ever. Even the two people coming up with the case. Yep. They don't get a say in the end. It's the first person through and they are our judge.
Yeah, no matter how garbage their answer may be.
You could call up and be like, the moon is water-based. And I'd be like, damn it, Jerry.
You're so
correct. Gavel down. But this week we are focusing on what day does the week actually start. I firmly believe it's Sunday because of all the calendars in the history of existence.
And I firmly believe it's Monday because that's when all of our weeks generally
that's
start.
That's when work week starts. The week kicks off on a Sunday. That's why we go
it's
to church.
The weekend.
So we can start off on a positive.
I can't even. You are making me so angry today.
Good. I've done my job. We've had Bo from Rocky call through on 13, 12, 16. He's our judge this morning, so it doesn't really matter what I say, what you say, what our jury is saying online. He's the judge on 13, 12, 16. Bo, given all the information, where are you leading with your final ruling at the moment?
Sunday is the start of the week.
Sleep!
Sunday, my son. That's Bo, baby Bo. Now,
what do you mean?
Talk
Explain
us through your
yourself.
Decision.
Been told that since I was a kid, and it's on the calendar, so it's got to be right, mate.
It's got to be. If it's on the calendar,
are you joking?
Jess, we have a work calendar. Open it up right now and tell me what day it starts.
I am horrified at all of this.
Because Sunday, like Monday to Sunday,
our work calendar starts on a Monday.
Monday's stupid, and I don't believe in our company. So,
Bo, you can't be serious. So you think the weekend is Friday and Saturday?
No,
Sunday's weekend, still on the weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
How can it be the weekend if Sunday's the start of the week? It's not the end of the week. If the start of the week
weekend.
Is on Sunday.
It's just the way it's been, mate.
Bo, you don't make sense.
I love how chilly, Bo, you are about this as well, mate, because she's firing up and you're just... See, this is what Monday people are like, mate.
Oh, I'm so outraged right now.
So, Bo, you are the judge this morning, and what is your final ruling? What day of the week does it start?
Sunday.
Garbage.
The gavel is down and the ruling is final. Thank you very much, Bo.
Righto, see
you. See you, mate.
I mean, this is just proof that we have to take every garbage answer just because they're the judge.
Thank you, Bo. Jess, again, I can't turn around. No. What is the current scoreboard for you be the judges?
It's 14 to 8.
All right. Thank you. I just couldn't see, so I appreciate
it. Okay, yeah. No,
score.
Good.
Well, sorry, I actually wasn't paying attention. It was 40.
Just go to the ads.
Oh, you were going to say song, you don't even...
I hate you so much today.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
We are joined on the phone now by a voice you probably find just a little bit familiar. Used to be one half of the Hamish and Andy show talking about Mr. Andy Lee. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Pleasure, guys. How are you?
We're going good, champion. Now, your new TV show, Talk About Your Generation, hosted by Sean McKayla. For those of you people that haven't actually seen the old show, can you tell everyone what Talking About Your Generation actually is?
Yep. Essentially, three generations vie for the position of best generation. They're asked questions about their generation others, and it turns out, I think most of us fail. the best generation and the smartest may have been the baby boomers, but they've been relieved of their duties for this incarnation. If people knew the old one, they are no longer a team, so they'll have to watch from their wheelchairs with their bedpans.
Baby boomers no longer relevant.
Exactly.
No, not at all.
Now, you are leading Gen Y, Robin Butler, Gen X, and Lawrence Boxall for Gen Z. Has he come in with a bit of a big head, Lawrence?
Well, I think Lawrence had the toughest deal, I think, because Sean and Robin and I had all worked together before. So he was rolling in, not really knowing what was going on. But, yeah, I mean, you'd think Gen Z would be like a petulant little kid, playing with his memes, etc. But it turns out that he's kind of smarter than all of us. He really broke the stereotype there.
See, I'm not sure where I fit in, Andy. I'm not sure if I'm Gen Y or Gen Z. I always thought I was Gen Y, but I feel like I might fall into the Gen Z category.
And it's funny Jess
how,
says
how old
that.
Are you?
I'm 26.
32 she is.
Shut
don't,
up,
don't
Tim.
Lie, Jess. Now,
I'm 26.
You'd be close to Gen Z, wouldn't you?
Mm, yeah, that's what I'm there. Thinking. I reckon I fall into the meme category, unfortunately.
Yep. It's hard to get her off her phone, Tim. Of course.
Just wrapping her up is mostly what I have to do. But you're Gen Y. Do you think you're in Gen Y? Because like over the time you've been on radio, I don't want to offend you, but you're a bit of a Gen X.
I'm offended. And this is a walkout.
A walkout instead of a hang-up. Interesting on a phone call.
No, I'm squarely and smack bang in the middle of the edge of Gen Y there. I'm very tested. So we had to, Cambridge Analytica had to work out whether I was Gen X or Gen Y, but it came back as a positive for Y, which is good news for me.
Now, we have heard some rumours going around the TV world, because obviously you finished up radio and this year's a big new challenge for you. We have heard the nickname Andy Big Time Hollywood Lee. Is there any truth to those rumours?
Yeah, a huge time Hollywood Lee it was meant to be. I don't...
Huge time.
Yeah.
You've heard the wrong rumours, too.
Yeah, exactly. Can't even fit
his head into the Channel 9 studios.
No, see, that's what happens when you head to dailymail.com. So that's my bad. But, mate, really loved the show last night. Every single Monday on Channel 9, talking about your generation. Thank you very much, Andy Lee.
Pleasure, guys. Appreciate it.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and now's your chance to have a say on the most unroadworthy roads in CQ.
I saw this on Channel 9 last night, that RACQ is asking, hey, what roads are bad so we can focus on them?
Absolutely. And so there's a survey you can
do. Bruce Highway. Oh, my word. Sorry. Did that happen? Bruce Highway. I cannot. I'm allergic to bad roads.
RACQ.com.au/bad roads. Where you need to go, take the survey.
What a domain name.
It's open until 18th of June. So you've got a bit of time. Go and fill it out and, you know, get some roads fixed that need some attention.
Maybe we should jump in the hit car, just go for a bit of a drive and just rate some roads out of 10.
Do you know what? I haven't seen, maybe I don't take very much notice of the roads around
here. Don't take
here.
Notice of speed signs either, I've been noticing. But anyway, that's on you. So you can't see the roads if you're going so fast that it's all one big blur. Am I right?
If you complete the survey, you go in the draw to win one of two $250 FPOS gift cards.
Oh, wow.
So you do something for them. RACQ do a little something for you.
RACQ is always very helpful. So it's good to see that they're reaching out and going, hey, what can we do? Let us know. Because direct communication is key.
Yeah. And if you, you know, don't do the survey and you haven't told them what the roads are, you can't complain.
Yeah, no more sooking.
RACQ.com.au/bad roads. Or you can head to hit.com.au for everything else that's trending right now.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Staying at Altica Shearwater Resort for the ultimate Sunshine Coast getaway. AltecaHotelsAndResorts.com.
Mid-year crisis.
The middle of the year, Tim, has come so quickly. Some of us can feel a little mid-year crisis coming on.
Yes, apparently because I've shaved my face into a moustache, shaved some hair off my ankle so I can strap it for football, am aggressively trying to better my lawn and build shelves. I'm having a mid-year crisis, apparently.
I feel like your mid-year crisis is more boring than others.
I'm not buying Ferraris and
things.
Stuff. No, I'm just, yes, I can't stop cutting things. Help.
But, Tim, we want to hear from you guys, 13, 12, 16. What's your mid-year crisis? Are you in a bit of a slump at the moment?
Why are you having a mid-year crisis?
Because, you know, we get to that point, it's getting a little bit colder now, and I'm starting to feel a little bit run down, a bit worn out.
What? It's not cold. I've been hearing it in the news all morning.
I'm wearing long sleeves today. Look at this. Long sleeves.
And socks with no shoes, which is more of a crime than anything that I've seen. But 13, 12, 16, what's going on in your mid-year crisis?
Yeah.
Have you been purchasing things you probably shouldn't have? Have you been acting out a little bit strange? Or do you know someone like your husband or your wife or someone like that?
Just because it's hit May has gone, you know what? I need to do something wild. I need to shake things up. Because if you want to shake things up, we can send you to the Sunny Coast for a week of a getaway.
That's right. 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Tell us what's going on with your mid-year crisis.
We want to send you away for a little break before you have a breakdown in your mid-year crisis.
It's kind of like a midlife crisis, but it happens every year. So that's fun. like my mum, she's had a mid-year crisis.
Yeah?
She bought a dog.
Of course.
So that wasn't expected. And now they have a new puppy. And it's kind of like, what are you doing? It's just getting cold, Tim. You know, we just got to bring someone else into the house to warm up the place.
I went to Kmart the other day for a light globe.
You didn't need to.
I ended up leaving with like $100 worth of stuff.
Exactly.
I didn't need any of it.
It gets dangerous when you go to Kmart. But on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking because we want to send you to the Sunny Coast for a Sunshine Coast getaway. make sure you do go to hit.com.au and register for your chance to win our mid-year crisis. But we have been asking, what's yours? And
yes.
Nick from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Nick, tell us about your mid-year crisis so far.
Look, not great.
Not great.
Oh, Nick, you sound so sad,
they never
buddy.
Go well. What's going on? How come you're having a mid-year crisis, mate?
Oh, just been working. So I work at a pub and been working the last, four or five weeks, and the end's not really in sight for another couple.
Wait, so you, without a day off, you've been working for, 4 weeks?
Oh, there's a couple of half days in there, but still,
still
locking in.
That's rough, Nick. I feel you, buddy. I've worked the last 3 weeks in a row.
Days
off.
And I'm not making enough money to be like, this is a great idea. It's just like the normal amount of money that I'd make. So,
you can hear the crisis in his voice.
Right? Nick sounds like he needs a holiday on the Sunshine Coast,
too. I know. Nick, What is anything going positive in your home life that we can bring this up with?
Well, he's never home, mate. Don't ask him that question.
Sorry. Rent hasn't changed.
Well, that's good. My rent went up $10, so you're better than me. You're having a better time than me, but thank you.
Hey, Nick, make sure you're your VIP, mate. You might be heading off to the sunny coast.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And we've also got Matthew from Tanham Sands on 13, 12, 16. Matthew, what's your mid-year crisis doing to you right now?
My mid-year crisis is my wife, whilst I was on 3 weeks holiday, broke her wrist in half, left hand.
I beg your pardon?
How do you break a wrist in half?
She was in the kitchen at the sink, and she spun around. We got a two-year-old, and he's dropped a cup of water behind,
So I'm guessing the newest feature in your house is a cast, and that must be really nice to have in the house this time of year.
It definitely is. So the mother-in-law is up from Victoria.
Oh, whoa.
And I've just got off night shift and just dropped the two oldest boys off to school.
Hey, well, Matthew, how does a week in the sunny coast with the wife sound?
Absolutely lovely.
Well, go to hit.com.au and, mate, fingers crossed, it could be you.
Thank you so much.
No worries,
so
Matthew.
So simple, Tim. Hit.com.au is where you need to be. Tell us why you're having a mid-year crisis.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.